A migrant caravan moves through Mexico.
Undeterred by the president's vow to keep them from entering the U.S.
Determining your credit worthiness.
An effort to raise your score.
A CBS News exclusive on AmeriCorps.
Allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination, hostile working conditions.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Central American migrant caravan is getting closer. An estimated 7,000 migrants from Honduras are in Mexico now, pushing ahead on their trek toward the U.S. CBS's Adriana Diaz is with them in Tapachula.
The caravan lurched forward, carrying babies, suitcases, and hope. In this rushing river of migrants, it was hard for families to stay together.
Who are these girls?
We came across two sisters separated from their parents.
She said she was traveling with her mother and her father. Now she's not with them. She says her sister was taking care of her.
They were put on a truck by their mother, who then disappeared into the crowd.
She says she has two kids also. She's not leaving them.
We found Karen Lanza looking for her son after he'd fallen behind. He eventually caught up, exhausted. They've been walking for 10 days.
President Trump is threatening to call in the military to keep the migrants out. A major hurricane is brewing in the eastern Pacific, threatening popular resort towns along Mexico's west coast. Forecasters say Hurricane Willa could strengthen to a Category 5 storm by the time it makes landfall between Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta tomorrow or Wednesday. Willa's winds have already reached 155 miles an hour. Our report says the Department of Health and Human Services wants to make it law. What you're born with is what you're stuck with when it comes to gender. Correspondent Jim Taylor explains.
It is the most drastic move yet in a government-wide effort to roll back recognition and protections of transgender people under federal civil rights law. New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering narrowly defining gender as a biological, immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth. According to a memo obtained by the Times, the agency's proposed definition would define sex as either male or female, unchangeable, determined at or before birth.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is beginning 2 days of what are bound to be tense nuclear talks in Moscow.
The reaction is split on President Trump's decision to scrap a 30-year-old missile control treaty with Russia. The last Soviet leader who agreed to it, Mikhail Gorbachev, calls it a mistake. So does Republican Senator Rand Paul. But another, Lindsey Graham, says no, it is not.
The Russians never honored their end of the bargain, and the Chinese are moving forward with our weapons program, and we need to counter it.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Britain says it is standing absolutely resolute with the U.S., while Germany calls the U.S. move regrettable. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Turkey's president says he'll reveal the details of the murder of Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi tomorrow. Turkish media reports have referenced an audio tape that proves the journalist was tortured and dismembered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia is still blaming his death on a team of rogue operatives. Correspondent Major Garrett is at the White House.
President Trump appears willing to believe the Saudis that Khashoggi's death, they say, was not murder, that the crown prince, de facto leader of the kingdom, knew nothing about it, and that the Saudis can be trusted to conduct a credible investigation, even though they've had to admit under intense international pressure that this death, Khashoggi's, came at their hands. Well, key U.S. allies in Europe and key voices in Congress say the Saudi story doesn't add up.
The company that tabulates your credit score is about to change the way it judges your worthiness, and it could open the door for more loans and credit cards. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Since the 1990s, the gold standard in deciding your eligibility for credit cards, personal loans, and other debt has been how consistently you pay your bills. But starting early next year, the Wall Street Journal reports the company behind the FICO credit score will also assess how well you manage your cash. FICO says consumers with at least $400 who haven't been overdrawn in the prior 3 months would likely see their credit score improve. That's an estimated 33 million Americans. Deborah?
A CBS News investigation turns up longstanding complaints against a federal watchdog that funds not-for-profits across the country. Correspondent Steve Dorsey has details from Washington.
A review of 5 years of complaints to the inspector general who oversees AmeriCorps found allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination, hostile working conditions, bullying, and mismanagement at the program that receives hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding.
AmeriCorps does not give enough support to its members.
This man who asked not to be named volunteered at a North Texas nonprofit where he says he was publicly ostracized for seeking grief counseling after two friends died. He says his concerns were ignored by an AmeriCorps coordinator. Meanwhile, conservatives say AmeriCorps is poorly run.
We have great concerns.
North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox chairs the Committee on Education and the Workforce.
We're going to hold the agency accountable.
A spokesperson for AmeriCorps says it prioritizes the safety of its members and expects organizations it grants money to meet reporting and conduct standards. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Dozens of people were hurt when a floor collapsed during a party at an apartment near the Clemson University campus in South Carolina.
I blacked out and I see like girls everywhere with blood all over their face.
It's like crazy. Yeah. Like you never think that you're going to go to a party and the floor is going to cave in.
Video posted to social media shows a large portion of the first level floor falling through to the basement while people danced. That hurt. Fans shrieked when Paula Abdul fell headfirst off the stage during a performance at the Hard Rock Live in Biloxi, Mississippi. She was encouraging the audience to sing along when she got too close to the edge. A fan who posted the video says the 56-year-old former American Idol judge got back up on stage and finished like a champ. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus is still pinching herself. She was awarded comedy's top honor, the Mark Twain Prize, at the Kennedy Center last night.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me actually they've changed their mind, to be honest with you. I think that might still happen.
Louis-Dreyfus said laughter was the best medicine during her recent battle with breast cancer. Storm survivors are being victimized all over again in the South.
North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein's office has gotten more than 800 complaints of price gouging. In the aftermath of Hurricane Florence and Tropical Storm Michael, many of them involve hotels.
We haven't gotten the full array of information that we need to make a determination whether there was a violation of the law.
There have also been scores of price gouging complaints about tree removal services. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
A hitchhiking surfer in Brisbane, Australia got a lift to the beach from a famous stranger.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Australia.
Avengers actor Chris Hemsworth told Scott Hildebrand he was headed to Byron Bay 2 in a helicopter, and he brought him along for the ride. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, October 22nd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.